You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Okay, that wasn't really supposed to happen like that. All right. So I'm not sure what the deal was, but good morning to you. No, I'm bug bombing the house. Yeah. So I was kind of tightening up the bug bomb situation. So I've got one side of the house closed off. I got the bug bomb exploding as we speak in that part of the house. All the ventilation's shut off. That's important. I'm not sure if you know that. It is. And let's see what else. The ventilation shut off. The dogs and the dog food are in here with me. And so we'll do that side of the house. It bombs for 2 hours. Recommended 2 hours of post-bombing ventilation. And then reoccupation could be accomplished. So that's where we're going. So that's happened as we speak. That's right. As we speak. So good morning to you on Bug Bomb Wednesday. Hope you're having a good day. The, let's see. Historical audio. Let me find it. Hold on.
I have never profited from public service. I've earned every cent. And in all of my years of public life, I have never obstructed justice. And I think, too, that I can say that in my years of public life, that I welcome this kind of examination, because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow. Vice President Ford will be sworn in as president at that hour in this office.
So, yeah, that's how that one worked out. Big news yesterday. Not sure if you were paying attention, but big news. A couple of convictions, not to re-overact to it, but I'm a bit. It made me think of the Watergate stuff, right? So, you know, and I know the fans of the president. I'm a fan of the president's policies. I'm not sure what to make of the guy. I think that the official Allman Radio position was the system that gives us the choice between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Something's wrong with that system. I mean, they're two peas in the same pod, right? Could you imagine? I mean, if you unleashed a special prosecutor, into the Clintons, right? And their associates and all the different things you could find now. So you had the twin convictions yesterday. Also, I would suggest that you had the windows open. You might have to live with that today. Just for the sake of ventilation, for God's sakes. You had Representative Duncan Hunter, former Marine, get indicted. And I'm not exactly sure what you do with this, but $250,000 supposedly was used out of his campaign funds for his personal use. And you read the stories. And yikes on top of yikes on top of yikes. Yeah. Yeah, and I guess first looked into by the San Diego Union. Somebody must have tipped them off. Some Democrat, right? And Duncan Hunter. Read the story. Yikes, holy shit. Yeah, $1,300 in video games, I think, is what initially got somebody's attention. What? That's what got somebody to dig. And then they found all kinds of other things, vacations, dental work, stuffed bear going for a plane ride for $250. Tuition for the children at their private schools. Ultimately, the hunters, evidently last year, had to sell their home because they saw this coming and move in with his parents. Now, the question I would ask you when you look at all this, so you got all that spooling around yesterday and the hysteria that quite naturally goes with it. Duncan Hunter's father was a congressman. Where did he learn this? Did he learn it at the foot of his father? Did he simply, no, you can do it. We did it all the time when I was a kid. Here, let me just show you. Here's what you have to do to put in the for instance, he bought golf shorts at a golf course. How did he pay for them? With campaign funds. What did he put on the expense report? Golf balls for wounded warriors. That's how you do it. Mm-hmm. That's how you do it. So this is Duncan Hunter Jr., former Marine officer, and currently a member of the House of Representatives, Republican type. And it doesn't really matter to me what he is, but where did he learn that? Question mark. Riddle me that, Batman. Riddle me that. Do you remember the case of Randy Duke Cunningham? Yeah. Vietnam Marine fighter pilot. Member of the House of Representatives. Pretty powerful guy. Is he still alive? I mean, he was a huge guy. Right? Randall Harold Cunningham, usually known as Randy or Duke, is a United States Navy 20-year career pilot and officer retiring as a commander, Republican politician, and a convicted felon. He served as a member of the U.S. House of Representatives from California's 50th Congressional District, somewhere in San Diego. From 1991, excuse me, until he resigned in 2005, having to plead guilty to bribery, fraud, and tax evasion. What? Yeah, Randy Cunningham. He's a Navy. I want to say a fort pilot in Vietnam. He's an ace. Navy Cross, Silver Star times 2, 15 Air Medals, and a Purple Heart. Top Gun instructor. Fighter Squadron commander. He resigns from the House of Representatives on November 28, 2005, after allegedly pleading guilty to accepting at least means this is what we could prove, $2.4 million in bribes, and underreporting his taxable income for 2004. He pled guilty to federal charges of tax evasion and conspiracy to commit bribery, fraud, mail fraud, and wire fraud. Sentenced 8 years and 4 months in prison, was ordered to pay $1.8 million in restitution. On June 4, 2013, Cunningham completed his prison sentence, and now he lives in Arkansas. In 2005, his story appeared in the San Diego Union-Tribune by a writer named Marcus Stern, who would later receive the Pulitzer Prize for reporting. The story revealed that a defense contractor, Mitchell Wade, founder of the contracting firm MZM, since renamed Athena Innovative Solutions, bought Cunningham's house in Del Mar for $1.6 million. A month later, Wade placed it back on the market where it remained unsold for eight months until it sold for a price of $975,000. Cunningham was a member of the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee at the time. Soon after the purchase, Wade's company began to receive tens of millions of dollars worth of defense and intelligence contracts. Cunningham claimed the deal was legitimate, adding, "I feel confident that I haven't done anything wrong." Whoa, that's what Dick Nixon said. Later in June, it was reported that Cunningham lived rent-free on a yacht, aptly named Sir Duke. I'm sorry, Dukester. And it's Duke space STIR while he was in Washington. The yacht was owned by Wade. Cunningham paid only for the maintenance. So he's living free in D.C. An article in the San Diego Union-Tribune reported that Cunningham liked to invite women to his yacht. Two of them said he would change into pajama bottoms and a turtleneck sweater to entertain them with chilled champagne by the light of a lava lamp. Nice! The FBI launched an investigation regarding a real estate transaction. His home, MZM corporate offices, and Wade's home were all simultaneously raided by several federal agencies with warrants on July 1 of 2005. And then it goes on to some different things that he did. So when you look at this, and you, I don't want to say link them all together. This stuff, this behavior, they didn't, these guys didn't hatch this behavior. Paul Manafort, he did not invent the stuff that he did. Okay? He grew up in that system. And I guess my point is, it's a sick system with a ton of money. What is the most affluent metropolitan statistical area in the country? Washington, D.C. Why is that, Batman? So, the shit that you see, again, the system that gives you, I mean, Hillary Clinton, good God. Honestly, I mean, she's going to be the president of the United States. She couldn't tell the truth if her life depended on it. And him? Like, I don't even know that he understands what the truth is. What are you talking about? So it'll be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. Let me read you an email. Mac, I thought you liked Trump. I'm a fan of his policies. Okay? I think the current administration's policies relative to Russia, Iran, relative to the war in Afghanistan, relative to how we're winding down the Syria thing, but that concerns me based on some stuff I've heard. China, North Korea. I don't know that you have a whole lot of options here unless you want to go down the same road of appeasement as Barack Obama did and be like another lame-ass, be another lame-ass president. But, and then I guess the most distressing is, what changes all of this? Exactly. Cricket, 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 cricket. All you're going to get is more of the same. All right? You've got these grand, I mean, for instance, you've got these grand imposters, like the girl from Brooklyn. Okay, if you sat down with her and you said, "Hey, sweetheart," I guess you couldn't say that because it's too sexist. "Hey, Octavio Perez," whatever your name is, all right? "Show me how this works financially." Okay? Sit down and show me how guaranteeing everybody a job and paying for everybody's health care, show me how this works financially. And the answer is, they don't have an answer. You want to know why? Because there is no answer to it. And so you watch this stuff on TV, and it's like head scratching. You know? It's head scratching. What saves the country? Donald Trump? Oh, boy. Is that what saves us? Yeah. Now, you know, what's interesting about Trump is, has he changed the presidency forever? In terms of, the president is no long this kind of grand political figure that acts within certain acceptable guidelines. Has Donald Trump fractured the mold sufficiently enough that any candidate for the office of presidency will now look at Twitter differently? They'll now look at Twitter and the way the president exists with the media. They'll now look at that and say, he changed the presidency. Now, Manafort, what happens there, right? And again, remember, we're worried about Russian collusion, okay? Russian collusion. So does Manafort ultimately now sit down with the prosecutors, the federal prosecutors, and say, okay, I'll tell you the truth now? Is that what happened? Cohen, I'm not even sure what to make of that dude. He's a greasy guy to start with, right? You can judge the president for having that guy as his own personal guy. So he has to take the hit on that one. And you know what? You lay down with them, you sleep with them. So, yeah, you reap what you sow. You want to have guys like that in your employ, and you want to be associated with that. So now, so you're a wealthy guy. Just so I understand this in my head, somebody accuses me of something I didn't do. Okay. So I'm no stranger to this, but I'm going to settle with them out of court because I simply won't have it. I can't have it, right? I don't need this in the media. So that becomes a crime once you become a candidate because of the path of the money. So I can say, hey, look, pay her, find out what she wants, pay her to shut up. Okay, what's it gonna make, right? Famous words. What's it gonna take to make her go away? Which happens all the time around the country. Hell, one of the women in the Me Too thing, right, that accuses Harvey Weinstein, she did it. She was accused of having under sex with a 17-year-old, right? Forcing herself on him. Right? Settled for $360,000 with the kid. Right? And then she went on to be part of the Me Too thing. It's amazing, isn't it? The world we live in. So, anyway. It also got me to thinking. So I guess it becomes a crime once you're a candidate. And this money and the path of it. You know, part of me says if I was a president, right, I'm going to, like, not be Mike McNamara president. I'm going to be Donald Trump. Why would I not pardon these guys? Why, or give them clemency? Right? This is looking for Russian collusion. Now, you don't think we could, look, if we widen the net, how many more people do you think we could send to jail in Washington, D.C., attorneys, campaign people, how many other people do you think have done the same things or similar things to these two goofballs? It's an industry, for God's sakes. Okay? So if I was a president, like, I'm gonna pardon these guys so fast, it's gonna be a joke, because I think this is straight up bullshit. Yeah, and then everybody can throw a fit. I don't really care. Try to impeach me. You won't have the votes in the Senate. Trust me. So again, it's kind of interesting watching all that unfold yesterday in a very short period of time. The newsies were like losing their mind over it. So let me just tell you, as many times as Donald Trump has changed his story, And again, start with Mike Flynn, go to James Comey, right, and now on to Michael Cohen. The story doesn't, it's not streamlined and sleek and, yeah, this is what he said on day one, this is what he maintains on day two. The story tends to move around a little bit, okay? And, but in the spirit of Pete Rose, Bill Clinton, and a whole bunch of other people, right? And here's, you know, Donald Trump is right out of that, he's right out of that ilk, man.
My life is baseball. I hope
Pete Rose, right, on the day he was banned. And then you're going to hear him after, like, I don't know how many years after, admitting that he betted every night.
Get back into baseball.
Okay, so look, he's flat out lying in front of God and everybody right here.
As soon as I possibly can. Looking forward to that. Matter of fact, I've never looked forward to a birthday like I'm looking forward to my new daughter's birthday, because 2 days after that is when I can apply for reinstatement.
It's all bullshit. It's all a lie.
Does anyone have any questions?
Mr. Rose, the baseball commissioner this morning said, quote, "I concluded that he bet on baseball." Yeah, you stand there now and say you didn't, but that you think the punishment is fair. How do all those things jive?
Well, regardless of what the commissioner said today, I did not bet on baseball. That's all I can say.
I bet on my team every night.
Okay.
Okay, I didn't bet on my team four nights a week.
Now, he's going to try to convince you that betting on his team every night was a honorable thing to do, because if he didn't bet on him every night, that he would be sending signals to other bettors who watched his bets, right, as to what this criminal was going to do.
So I wouldn't send a single out to the people. I'm not going to use my closer on Friday night or Saturday night. And I was wrong, okay?
Do you realize how strange this is? Now you're telling me more than we thought? In other words, our roles are reversed here.
If you follow the Dowd report, I mean, that's what Paul Janssen said, and he was absolutely right. But
wow.
But you bet on them every night, Pete.
What's that?
You bet on the Reds every night.
Yeah, I bet on the Reds. I bet on my team to win every night because I love my team. I believe in my team.
Good afternoon. This is your...
What? How about that? Is that awesome? Pete Rose. But it's all... Let me tell you, the game that gets played in the public view, for the public view... It's all garbage and bullshit, right? I mean, think about this. Think about that. Think about the woman, the Me Too and the Harvey Weinstein thing. Yeah, who do you think dug up that agreement and sent it to the New York Times? Think it had anything to do with Harvey Weinstein? So the game that gets played in public for the rest of us dopes is a game. Are they all as greasy as Duke Cunningham? Is this just this greasy game we watch, and it's all about money and power? It's pretty disgusting. All right? And again, you don't have to look any further than this one.
But I want to say one thing to the American people.
Okay, here's the President of the United States, another sitting president, straight up lying to everybody. Okay? And the best part about his lying is that he's going to bang the podium. Okay? And what he's doing is he's splitting a hair between sexual intercourse and oral sex. And he's trying to maintain to the rest of us this sliver of, I don't even know what you would call it, this sliver of slick bullshit that he did not have sexual relations as he defines them. Not as the rest of us, because trust me, there's many a good man that has gone down, no pun intended, on the whole sexual relations as broadly defined by most people, which would include oral sex. Okay? But, I mean, this is the President of the United States going on television in front of God and everybody to chew everybody's ass about he's got more important shit to be doing.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again.
He's scolding your dumb asses, your dumb country asses.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time.
Never.
These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people. Thank
you. And then, so when I see this stuff, what I try to do is broaden the lens a little bit. And what are you dealing with here? Honestly, if Donald Trump is impeached, I could give a shit. Right? I don't think the policies of the nation are going to change. And honestly, is the tenor of the nation and the discourse in the nation going to change? No. No. It's this toxic cocktail between politicians and their embedded media. So whichever side you choose to. And then it plays itself out on this stage of our national theater every day. And again, I ask you this question. What will change it? What will change it? So, I mean, you have moments. I remember as a kid coming home from school or being home and watching this. Okay. This is the Senate Judiciary, the House Judiciary Committee, I believe. Voted on the first article of impeachment with Richard Nixon. Okay, it's about 3 minutes and 20 seconds of audio. Okay, but I just want you to hear the voices, and I'll give you some names. You'll recognize some of the names that were in here. All right? Listen to the tenor of the voice. Right? And so the nation went down this road. Politicians affected by it, maybe for a little while. But it doesn't seem, what is there? Is there too much money? I talk about in Afghanistan, the only crop that pays the freight to bribe everybody and support everybody is opium. And people say, well, pomegranate can. Okay, you're going to guarantee them wages until the pomegranate tree is ripe enough? You're going to have a pomegranate tree insurance program that when the Taliban comes and poisons the trees, that you'll pay for the trees to be replanted and provide them income for the years it takes until the trees mature? Are you going to do that? Then don't be surprised if they go back to opium. So is there so much money in Washington, D.C., that being true and going there and doing the right thing is simply impossible? Maybe that's just the sad truth that we all need to come to grips with. Listen to the voices in this, right? This is on July 28th, 1974. This is the House Judiciary Committee voting to impeach President Richard Nixon, okay? This is the first article of impeachment that would come out of the committee that would refer that charge, okay, to the broader House that would then vote on it, then would send it to the Senate for an impeachment hearing trial, okay. But it never gets that far because of the president's resignation. But I would have been 1974, 10. I'd have been 16 years old when this was going on. Okay, the thing I'll never forget was the grim looks on their faces when they voted. There wasn't anybody. Now, what surprised me when I watched this about 45 minutes ago was the number of people that voted against impeachment. Yeah. I want to say the vote was something like 27 to 11, or maybe there was 11 people that voted against impeachment. Talk about a partisan act. Holy shit. All right, so here, listen to this little bit of audio.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. All those opposed, no.
No. that I demand.
Call of the roll is demanded, and the clerk will call the roll. All those in favor signify by saying aye. All those opposed, no.
That is Peter Rodino. He's a Democrat chairing the committee.
Mr. Donahue.
Aye.
Mr. Brooks.
Aye.
Mr. Katzenmeier.
Aye.
Katzenmeier.
Mr. Edwards.
Aye.
Mr. Hungate.
Aye.
Mr. Conyers.
Aye.
Just recently resigned John Conyers for his own personal issues.
Mr. Eilberg.
Aye.
Mr. Waldie.
Aye.
Mr. Flower.
Aye.
Mr. Mann.
Aye.
Mr. Sarbanes.
Aye.
Mr. Seiberling.
Aye.
Mr. Danielson.
Aye.
Mr. Greinen.
Aye.
Mr. Rangel.
Aye.
Charlie Rangel, we're all familiar with him.
Miss Jordan.
Aye.
Barbara Jordan, everybody's familiar with her.
Mr. Thornton.
Aye.
Miss Holtzman.
Aye.
Mr. Owens.
Aye.
Mr. Mezvinsky.
Aye.
Mr. Hutchinson.
No.
Mr. McClory.
No. No.
Mr. Smith.
No.
Mr. Sandman.
No.
Mr. Railsback.
Aye.
Mr. Wiggins.
No.
Mr. Dennis.
No.
Mr. Fish.
Aye.
Mr. Main.
No.
How about that, right? Voting no on articles of impeachment against Richard Nixon. How'd you like that one on your resume?
Mr. Hogan.
Aye.
Loyal partyist.
Mr. Butler.
Aye.
Mr. Cohen.
Aye.
Mr. Cohen. Exactly. We all know him, right? Going to be a future big shooter.
Mr. Lott.
No.
Trent Lott.
Mr.
Trent Lott, future senator from Mississippi.
Fraley.
Aye.
Mr. Moorhead.
No.
Mr. Marazzini.
No.
Mr. Latta.
No.
Mr. Rodino.
Aye.
The House Judiciary Committee has just approved its first article of impeachment against President Nixon. The 27 to 11 was the final vote. So, so interesting, right? But I think, you broaden the lens. What is this about? My own opinion is we have a flawed system. We have a flawed system in which there's too much money allowed to dominate our political events. And that money gushes in from all over the place. And ultimately, it can hijack an election. But it seems like the nation is incapable of doing anything about it, which is horrible. Yeah, which is absolutely horrible. Based on the Supreme Court ruling that corporations have the same legal standing as citizens, I know I'm simplifying that, but that's essentially it. They got it right. Under the First Amendment. That's what makes this country the way it is. So, how does your voice get heard? Well, corporations can't vote. Well, they can buy a lot of votes. So, anyway, it's an interesting look at the system, right? At the system. Paul Manafort is not a creation of Donald Trump. He worked for Nixon. He worked for Paul Manafort's right pedigree. Where did he grow up? Where did that guy come from? What's his resume? Right? He's a slick dude. Born April 1st, 1949. American lobbyist, political consultant, and lawyer. He was with the Trump campaign for what, six weeks? Wow. He was an advisor to the U.S. presidential campaigns of Republicans Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, George Bush, George H.W. Bush, and Bob Dole. So, again, he's no stranger. He forms his own lobbying firm, and then he begins to lobby on behalf of foreign leaders, right? The Ukraine, principally. Ferdinand Marcos is another client, along with clients from the African continent. Did not register initially as a foreign agent, later did so. Was under investigation by the FBI since 2014 regarding his business dealings in the Ukraine. So, Paul Manafort, did he invent all that stuff? Of course he didn't. That stuff's been going on for years. So it's a pretty icky system. And let me just tell you, if you took this and cast the light in a different direction, which is what the Republicans would like to do, stick a special prosecutor on Hillary Clinton and her friends. See what kind of greasy stuff you come up with out of that. And let me tell you, the Clinton Foundation, do you think that's going to be anything different? So, not a good day for the democracy yesterday. Or maybe it is a good day. Maybe it is a good day. The sun shines a little bit. We get to see from Duncan Hunter Jr., alleged use of $250 million for his personal use. The story is crazy about Duncan Hunter. You know, Mac, enough with the doom and gloom, please. No, you got to, the numbers, okay. The numbers are like, what? Okay, Washington Post has the 10 ickiest numbers that come out of this. Okay, first of all, there was $37,000 in overdraft charges to their financial accounts. What? Okay, so they have a... Here's the Washington Post. Here are 10 of the most stunning allegations from the indictment that give politicians a bad name. And again, remember, Duncan Hunter was raised in this, okay? He didn't invent this. He learned this. When Hunter and his wife chatted with each other about how they were able to get cash from the campaign to spend on a daily basis, they allegedly said it was great. Two, Margaret Hunter spent $200 on tennis shoes at Dick's Sporting Goods, which she then claimed as being for an annual dove hunting event for wounded warriors. Okay, number three. This is the one about him buying Hawaii shorts. She told him to go get them from a golf pro shop so he could actually say they were golf balls for wounded warriors. When the water utility company threatened to turn off their water, Margaret Hunter allegedly spent $300 in campaign funds to pay the bills. At least that's legit. Okay. Margaret Hunter allegedly spent $152 on makeup at Nordstrom's and told the campaign it was a gift basket item for the Boys and Girls Clubs of San Diego. Another $394 at Macy's was listed as gift baskets for local organizations. In an attempt to justify spending campaign funds on a family trip to Italy, Hunter asked a naval base that was near where they were vacationing for a tour. When officials said they couldn't do it, Hunter then said, tell the Navy to go fuck themselves. That's a quote. 8, they allegedly described the payment of their family dental bills as charitable contributions to Smiles for Life. Number 9, Margaret Hunter allegedly bought plane tickets for her mother and her mother's boyfriend to go to Warsaw. She told the campaign it was for events in New Orleans and Kentucky. $37,000 in overdraft protection. What? Yeah. It's like, and supposedly now they've sold their home. They've sold their home now and are living with his parents. Are they victims in all this? It tends to be that way. Tends to be that way. Is anybody responsible? No, not really. This is our system. Congratulations. We lose. Okay. With that said, there's a few stories I ought to get to relative to the Department of Defense, but let me open the program appropriately. Thanks for listening on a, what is today, Wednesday? On a Wednesday. To All Marine Radio. Again, sobering day for the democracy. I don't care what side of the aisle you identify with. It's just, again, if you don't think you can find the same kind of garbage in Hillary Clinton's trunk, then you are kidding yourself. And it should scare the shit out of all of us that the things that get both of them nominated are name recognition and the ability to raise money. That is how you make it in American politics. It's not by substance, right? Now, I tweeted, I don't know if you have All Marine Radio on Twitter, but if you don't, you should. Okay, there's a pretty interesting article that I saw this morning. Because Google, right, inhabits my DNA now, in Google News that I'll look at, there's a tab called Just For You. Okay? Now, let me tell you what that means. Hey, Mac, because we're so far up your ass, okay? And see, and then the engineers at Google are like, he's so stupid, he doesn't even realize that just the whole analogy of up his ass is wrong. We're in his DNA. This is how stupid this rube is. Yeah, we are so much deeper than he even thinks. Yeah, this is the conversation we want. He's talking about up his ass to his eyeballs, tentacles going out of his eyeballs, ears, and mouth like some kind of horror movie, right? Who's that guy in Pirates of the Caribbean? Damn you, Jack Sparrow! Who's that guy? I can't remember his name. Davy Jones, yeah. Yeah, he thinks we're Davy Jones, but we're not. We're like in his DNA. We're like the cloud. We're like the cloud that's killing insects in the other half of his house right now. We're everywhere. Yeah, that's what we are. He's such a jackass. Anyway, I tweeted. If you don't have All Marine Radio on Twitter, like, what are you doing? Find it, right? Like it, follow it. Do it now. Thank you very much. Okay, so if you would have done that earlier today, you'd see, sometimes I see a story that I find interesting and I'll bomb it out on Twitter and say just under the heading of interesting read, right? And it comes out of a publication called Pacific Standard. I have no idea who they are, but I would imagine they're a lefty organization. The story is written by Lori Lou Freshwater. She's a Marine offspring. All right? She's a writer and investigative journalist. Her work has appeared in the Village Voice, Earth Island Journal, and the New York Daily News, as well as the Los Angeles Review of Books. So she's written an article entitled, What Happened at Camp Lejeune? I grew up drinking and bathing in the toxic waters around a military base in North Carolina. 30 years later, I went back to investigate. Yeah. And it's no joke that her name's Freshwater. That's her name. Let me just read you a couple paragraphs out of it, because I found it really interesting. In the autumn of 1980, a contractor showed up to grade a parking lot. He had no idea he was about to start digging up the radioactive bodies of dead beagles. But the forked bucket on his bulldozer started piling up more than soil, and it turned out he was digging up a pit of a strontium, strontium? I don't even know what that is. A pit of strontium 90 and dog carcasses that had been buried in an ash gray tomb, a nest of dead dogs and laboratory waste labeled radioactive poison. The new parking lot was on the site of the former Naval Research Laboratory dump and its associated incinerator at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and it was just one of the many contaminated by an assortment of hazardous waste and chemicals on the base. About half a mile away from the dump, soon to be known as Site 19, my friends and I were living in our neighborhood called Paradise Point. We spent our time putting other girls' bras in freezers at slumber parties, playing the telephone game, riding our bikes all over the place, to the golf course to steal a golf cart, to swim in the pool, to play soccer on Saturdays. Then she talks about herself, and she has a picture of herself there. She had two younger brothers die, and her mother died. And so, pretty interesting little story. You can find it. I'll put it on the read board here, but you can find it right now on Twitter. I would recommend that to you. I saw that this morning. Yeah, thank Google for being in my DNA. So, good morning to you. Thanks for listening to All Marine Radio. And again, it's not gloom and doom, right? But again, and who knows how this will shake out? I mean, to me, if I was the president, right, and I was him, I'd pardon those guys. I'd do whatever, right? I'd do whatever. You want to burn it down? I'll burn it down. They're pardoned. There you go. Keep going. Because only one guy knows for sure whether there was collusion or not. And if he knows that he didn't collude with the Russians, then all this is a... I mean, look at this. Because Manafort worked for Trump for 6 weeks, he's going to go to jail because of Russian, right, involvement. If he hadn't gone to work for Trump, Manafort would live out his days peacefully. Now, does that excuse him for what he did? No. But if you showed that light around Washington, D.C., what would you find? You'd find a ton of that, right? Do you think Michael Cohen is alone in that genre? Hell, there's TV shows about that guy, right? What's the guy? I watch the show. He's in L.A. It'll come to me. Lev Schreiber plays the guy. It's on Showtime. Can't remember the name of the program. He's a fixer, man, for rich people in Hollywood. Yeah, you think that guy just got invented? No. They all have them. Oh, Mac. Okay. Remember, we really weren't in Latin America at the turn of the century to spread democracy and freedom. We were there protecting the interests of the United Fruit Company and Continental Can Company. What? Who said that? Oh, yeah, you can go check it out. I'm sorry, Toto, we ain't in Kansas anymore. So, good morning to you. Welcome to All Marine Radio. We're probably not going to have time to check the news for a while, and there's a ton of it. So, I figured I'd get that shit off my chest. From the great state of Alabama, it's Ray Donovan. Yeah, if you haven't seen Ray Donovan, check it out. It's a good show. This is dedicated to all of us who believe in what this country stands for, who live, try to live honest lives, and do our best, and believe that that's what makes this country great. All right? This is not dedicated to the scumbags who leech off it and plunder it for their own personal interest.
You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vest on me one time, Jeremiah. You know, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain. It's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose. So you want to keep them in the cage.
Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran and you came home and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day, and Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
All right, I'll tell you what. Grant Newsham going to join us. So, in an effort to ease your pain, all right, Grant's going to join us. Currently 80 degrees under cloudy skies in Quantico. Partly cloudy, or mostly cloudy, in 83 at Camp Lejeune. Weather warnings in both those places. Mostly sunny in 82 in Granbury, Texas. They've got a weather warning there. Big Timber, Montana. Yeah, Montana. Currently 57 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. They've got a weather warning. Everybody got a weather warning. Fort Aaron Palms doesn't have a weather warning. Sunny in 82. Camp Pendleton, mostly cloudy, 71. Okinawa's got two weather warnings. Cloudy, dark in 84, so seasonally normal. And the Helmand Province of Afghanistan has cooled off. Home of Task Force Southwest. Clear in 94 degrees, 10-degree drop. Congratulations to them. Currently in the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area of beautiful Costa Mesa, California. Cloudy in 72. Feels like 72. Looking for a high of 79. Boom! Yes! In the 70s. I love that. On Thursday, looking for a high of 80. And then on Friday, a high of 79. Love that. Ray Donovan. If you've never seen Ray Donovan, yeah, check it out. He's a fixer. He's doing all kinds of stuff. Actually, if John Voight is still in it, John Voight plays just a horrible human being. He plays Ray Donovan's father, and he is just a terrible, terrible person. Okay? All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, you are going to hear from Grant Newsham. So don't touch that dial, our Pacific Rim expert. I'm going to talk to him about, get his thoughts on reunions in North Korea. A column that Grant wrote last week entitled, I think it was entitled, They Can Keep Their Nukes, But, something like that. And then I want to ask him about major American companies, and I'm going to pick on Google or Alphabet Inc. So Google is going to help China use artificial intelligence and search engines to control a population like a population has never been controlled in the history of the planet. So we'll talk to him about that. So don't touch that dial. Grant Newsham, always a smart guy, coming up next. More of this on your favorite, All Marine Radio, on the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.